Now's the time when we get another treat by somebody that I love dearly, and you do too. And if you don't love her, it's just because you haven't met her. And her thoughts are always just gentle and beautiful and clear and wonderful. And she puts God in every facet of her life. And this is our Reverend Rita. Reverend Rita.
She's a doll. And Cindy, thank you. My gosh, I'm so impressed by that singing in German like that. Wow. My family lineage would really like that. Because, you know, I was, my name before Paredes is a Schumacher. So, very German. Well, welcome everybody tonight. It's a pleasure to be here on a Wednesday night. It's a treat for me to get out. I usually don't get out during the week. But I'm excited about being here, and I'm excited about talking what I love to talk about, and that's healing. I've had quite a journey on healing myself, and I believe God's put that in my life, so it's part of my purpose and part of my gift. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, a little bit of my journey on that. And one of the things I want to say is we need to remember that the will of God is always for the highest good of ourselves. And that and also for the good of all others, not just for ourselves. And Jesus knew the alignment of his will to God. He knew the alignment. And Jesus' complete alignment with the universal will through his own inner guidance was the greatest secret of his healing powers. And we are always creating our experience either consciously or unconsciously in our lives. And through our thoughts and beliefs, we learn to command our own thoughts and learn how we can consciously choose and desire, and thus for us to be in alignment with our own Christ spirit. I wanted to share that little tidbit with you because it talks about all the what came to this morning. I asked one of my first writings. I asked Spirit to help me write this morning. So as I was writing, this is what came through. We ask that you write today to share and grow spiritually as a whole person, as a sensitive and a channel of spirit, and as all people share and are spiritual healers, and are a instrument of the Christ Spirit. Healing always has required a change of some kind. In order to heal any disorder, a change must occur on some level of life. How permanent a healing is depends on the level at which the change is being made. They gave me three levels of change. The first level was the spirit level. Spirit level is the ultimate absolute perfection and of the Christ self. And it is perfection operating as you as a healer and a teacher, both universally and individually. It allows for us to have an etheric body. It allows for us to have a soul. And the soul is the true cause for the human existence and the human level. The second level is of the mental realm, of the mental body. And that is the subconscious mind. It is designed to be perfect, but is often influenced by error from human belief in imperfection and limitation in the conscious mind as well as for us. The third level was the body. That was designed to be perfect, but the outpicturing beliefs of the intellect and the subconscious mind created our environment, a mirror reflecting the concepts of the intellect and the subconscious mind. So I had to think about this as I went back, and I thought, wow, how did this affect me when I was just beginning to learning about healing? And I can remember back when I was raised Catholic, I didn't know anything about healing. I knew about prayers. I knew that you had to pray to God, and I knew that there was a higher being. and that there were angels and there were saints, and they all achieved some level of mastery. And I didn't think that I could ever achieve a level of any kind of what they call mastery. What was that? So I went on in life pretty unconscious for a long time. There came a point in my life where I got a divorce. And that divorce, I was going through some stress, a lot of stress at that point. And I didn't really understand what that was about. I mean, you know, how do you get through these crises? As far as being a Catholic, you never divorce. You stay married, you know, and you have kids. And you stick it out because of that. But I decided to go forward with that. So it was really, I was kind of like the different, or I want to say the ugly duckling, but the different duckling in my large family. So I made a break, and I did that. And I was starting to have some unusual experiences and things I didn't understand. I rented an apartment close to the beach, and I thought my kids were going to move in with me, but at the last minute they decided not to do that. So I ended up renting it to some gal that I interviewed, and she came and filled the space, and I started having experiences at that time. I started experiencing colors. I started seeing colored bubbles float. I started having floating experiences, and it was very frightening to me because I had no idea what those things were. So my girlfriend that I worked with told me that she has somebody that could help me with that. So she asked me to go to a psychic. She said she'd pay for that to go to a psychic. I go, well, what's a psychic? So I didn't know what that was. So I went there because she paid for it, and I thought, well, I really need help because I'm seeing floating color bubbles around, so that's must be under some kind of stress. So I went there, and she began to tell the story of my life. And I'd never told anybody about my personal life ever. And she really got to one of some of my deepest, darkest secrets that I've never expressed to another person. And it started to make me very nervous. So my heart started to really flutter here, and I started getting nervous. So she kind of came behind me and said, you know, this, you can calm down. Just take a breath and breathe. It's all okay. And I realized that, wow, what is all this? How did this person know? So that kind of began my journey a little bit, because when I went home after she talked to me and calmed me down, she was also a psychologist at the time, calmed me down. I went home and I thought, you know, I don't really know enough about the world. I don't really know enough about God, even though all my life being raised as a Catholic, I really never got that kind of information. So that kind of started my journey on healing. And from that point, I was interested and started to learn more and more and more about development. And I even called her back and asked her if she could help me learn more. So she kind of took me on and said, well, because at that time I was financially kind of in a hard place, getting divorced with two kids. I really didn't have a lot of money out extra. So she kind of took me on and said, I will teach you Tai Chi, and you can take care. I owned an interior plant design business, and you can take care of my plants in my house. So she taught me Tai Chi and Taoist yoga, and she also, you know, just brought me to the church, actually, the first time. This was Sandra Jordan. So that's when I first started, and then the rest of that is kind of history. I started going to the church. Somehow I started taking the healing classes, and as I took the healing classes, more things started to evolve from that point. And the reason I'm telling you this story, because part of this has been, I think, a lot of everybody else's journey, as you start to open up and you start to become aware of the spirit world, or another world, a higher thought of mind. And as I explained earlier, what Spirit had given me this morning about spirit and mental body and physical body and your environment, that these are all things that take place within us as individuals, whether we consciously know it or unconsciously know it. They're taking place. Because really nothing ever exists without a thought first. There's no power in us at all. We can use willpower to get things done, But the only real power that will last is through the divine source, through God. And Jesus came down to be an example of that and to show us the ways of how to be a human being and utilize our spirit, our Christ spirit. He was an example of that. So I want to talk a little bit more about healing now, and I want to go back to what they were talking about on the physical level, start at that level and work myself back up to the understanding of all of this has brought me to where I am at today, of understanding God a little bit better. So let me give an example of the environment, and I'm talking about an environment when we start to heal. I'm going to use a man as an example that is unhappy with his marriage, and he gets a divorce, and he marries another woman. And that is one example. And then the second example is a woman who's unhappy with her job, and she leaves and finds another job. Now, such changes may be a solution of the problem, or they may not be. A change of the environment alone does not really produce a healing, even though it can bring a temporary cure. If the man who left brought into the new relationship, the same negative mind, he would probably encounter the same problems all over again, eventually down the line. And the woman who left her job and went into a new job had the same feelings of failure in that job. She might be unhappy in the new job. Now, if, however, a change of environment is brought about in the result of change in consciousness, then the healing becomes more permanent. So that is on the level of healing in the environment. So what we're saying here is we're faced on a human level with healing. We have all these things that we think about in our limitations and our illusions, because we're looking for ourselves to feel better in some way. But until we address it on the level of spirit, and we address it on the level of consciousness of our connection to the divine, connection to God or Jesus or whoever you call your God or the universe, then there's not that complete cure, because those things kind of fall back. That vibration falls back into place. Now, healing at the physical body level, which is part of our environment, there's techniques of healing through the body, through manipulation, and include the use of medicine, surgery, chiropractic, massage, acupuncture, change of diet, numerous other ways of affecting change at the physical level. Change at this level is only a cure unless, again, it occurs as a result of change in the consciousness, the mental beliefs of the person being cured. Cure means care. However, a cure could be a result of a spiritual healing. Let's just say, give me another example. A woman had a problem with her wrist, and she really was, in her thought, she really wasn't accepting her good in. And she'd go to chiropractors and other doctors and other people, and they really couldn't find the answer to the cure or to help her heal that situation. But when she finally decided to accept all of her good and receive all of her good, she then went out again and she found a chiropractor who was unable to help her get that physical part of that environment back into balance, and that stayed that way. But she then approached what it was that her belief system was keeping her at. Healing level of the conscious mind, sometimes we can change a condition or the environment of the body by simply making the decision to do so. We can intellectually will our bodies to be well. It has been proven that a person can change their metabolism or their heartbeat and slow it down, and so forth, or even through biofeedback. The will can affect some cures, but the power alone does not always succeed. Included in the cures or the healing level is the blind faith healing. One is healed through the acceptance of faith of another, such as a faith healer or someone of laying of hands, or spiritual prayer, sometimes accomplished by just believing that they are healed. If there is a spiritual realization, there is actually no need for the laying of hands or any other physical manipulation. So if you align yourself to the Christ consciousness on the physical level, then, and you know that healing takes place, we become less and less in need of our healing on that physical level, because you're aligning to that truth. Now, they're talking about subconscious healing at the subconscious level. This is about the mind body. This requires healing on psychological counseling, hypnosis, regression, rebirthing, and other methods of changing the unconscious of beliefs and their resulting emotions. Psychological counseling can help a person to better understand the mental causes of their own difficulties. But if the counselor does not go beyond the mind into spiritual realization work at the subconscious level, could require a long and tedious process for healing. The law of healing is that the problem cannot be resolved at the level of the problem. So when somebody even comes to you on a healing stool, you can't acquire healing at the level of the imbalance if you're thinking that this person has that imbalance. You have to hold a higher thought, a higher mind, to be able to interact. And you also have to, when you're working healing, see that person as a God self. So now you're working with their God self and your God self and holding that higher vibration for them to be able to heal. Healing at the level of spirit. This is the only true and permanent healing, accomplishing the realization through the truth. The recognition of spirit being first immediately dissolves the negative beliefs of the subconscious and changes the environment when all cause of the problem has been removed and there can be no longer a problem. It can be instantaneously so as to answer to a prayer or a call to God for help. A realization of truth enlivens all levels of the mind. All is accomplished through knowing. We must know the truth in order for it to set us free. Once the realization of perfection has been obtained through prayer, spiritual mind, or simply as a gift from spirit, the healing has taken place. The truth is brought about faith into manifestation by recognizing and declaring it. As we turn more and more to spiritual mind healing, we find we have less and less need to resort to mental and physical methods of healing. We can grow healthier and happier as we gain spiritual dominion over our minds, body, and environment. Because when we realize that perfection exists everywhere now in all that we do, then we're at that state of mind where we are thinking as the Christ consciousness does. Because perfection is everywhere at that state of mind. There isn't anything to be in disharmony with. So over the years, as I've continued on my own growth of healing and still learning and still growing and still becoming, every time that I turn around, I keep continually asking for higher knowledge, higher understanding of what it is that is needing to be healed within me. It's not about out there or anyone else. And I want to say this because over the years of my own growth in the healing field, I've gone from being starting out as just a learning massage, starting out from massage, going into nutrition, into iridology, into energy work, into polarity work, into coming back to the church and just laying of hands, knowing more and more that everything of all this that we're talking about, even the things I spoke about on these different levels, comes back to the big word, love. Love is the ultimate healer of all things. And even if you don't know how to heal, when you just tap in and let yourself be filled with that love, In that very moment, you've now tapped in to, if you allow that in, if you allow that to come into your energy field, whenever you feel so anywhere out of balance, if you fill yourself up with love and you start seeing through the eyes of that Christ spirit, of what he taught us as he came down here to show us the examples of directing our will and directing our mind to that oneness of the truth. That is the journey here. That's the journey for all of us as we walk through this plane. And is it easy? Sometimes no, because sometimes when we have lower thoughts and lower vibrations and we don't understand where all those teachings came from or just from society, humanity taught us, and we don't always can't get into that space. But you do have, you can ask, and I think that's something that we really, Millie actually teaches us all, is to continually ask on that level of asking for higher love, asking for the love to be supported, asking each other to have that love. Because if you can't find the love, then there's not much change in the conditions around you, and they don't get much better until you shift into that realm of the truth. Because you can't rely on, and I was talking about in the mental realm of past life and hypnosis and that, you better be really clear when you go to those realms outside of yourself. Because when you go back and tap into energies of different lifetimes and different vibrations and different energies, you better be really clear that's a vibration you want to tap into. Be present with yourself. Be present in the moment that your vibration is what you make of it in this moment, of this change, of the experience that you really want. Even seeing mediums and psychics that plant a seed. I've seen people that have come to me, they've planted seeds within their minds that they don't even need. But you can get it when you tap into your own Christ mind. You have the seed of truth in there. And the process is to learn how to feed into your own mechanism of truth. And that's the journey that I've had to learn for myself. And I've been in many, many places and many situations. And it's all come back to, okay, well, that didn't all work. Start over here. You start the connection to that inner Christ. You start that inner connection to that spirit level so you can get higher level of knowledge. It's there waiting. When you ask, you're going to get it. And something more, you will be so happy with the opportunity, that the feeling of greatness and goodness that is there in tapping into that love level. Because nobody has the answer for you. You came here by yourself, and you will leave here by yourself. So, don't you want to know the answers yourself? And it's a journey. It's a life's journey. And, you know, some of us want to be conscious and some of us don't. And it really doesn't matter. There's such a diversity of backgrounds throughout our world. It doesn't really matter what level a person's on spiritually. What matters where you are on and how you see the individuals that you're looking at. Because if you're attuned to your Christ spirit, then when you look at another person and they're having a bad day and you see them as a Christ spirit, then you've uplifted their day by who you're being. And there isn't anybody that can teach you this. So it's called ultimate self-responsibility between you and your God, you and your Christ self. And I hope you take the journey. I hope you take the journey. It's worthwhile. Because there's so many more things open up. You don't have to look at floating bubbles that don't mean anything. But, you know, it is there for a reason. Whatever it is, those floating bubbles got me here today, I have to say. So I have to be thankful for them. But every bit of experience, has brought me to where I am today. And every bit of experience that has brought you where you are today as you stand. There's no difference between us. And as much information or years of experience, I could have worked all my life for this. And one day, someone can have just one thought that brings them to the exact way past the level where we are of thought. But you have to believe in yourself. And you have to believe that you know who you are. And you know that you can heal. And you have to believe that you know that you can change your mind and clear out the negative thoughts, the negative vibrations through choice. You have to know you can do that. And you have to know that God is always there present. Always. And I'll leave you with those thoughts. Thank you for this time.
And she just sweetened delightful. Sweet, delightful, intelligent, package of love. Yeah. I've been reading a lot of years now, haven't I, honey?
Yes, you have.
Lots of years. And she's still a baby, so you know what that says. Who's here for the very first time?